Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution, revolution, happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, justice, liberation, health, wellness, peace, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're joined by a vegan couple from the shores of Lake Superior in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. And at the close of the program, I'll be announcing a local vegan event. We're joined by Saul Lanzarina and Tom Grotewall in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. And we're listening to Soul Song from her music, Maple Moon. Soul Lanzarina was born in the Andes Mountains of Argentina and grew up in southern Spain. Unsure of what to pursue in college, she took a backpacking trip to South America, in which she started to paint murals, solidifying her dedication to art. She then studied art in Spain, Poland, and Brazil. She also composes songs for guitar under the name Maple Moon and spends a tremendous amount of time designing and crafting beaded earrings inspired by the birds and insects of the North Woods. She is the illustrator of Soul and Tom's soon-to-be-released book, Reynard the House Wolf. Tom Grotewall is a writer and multi-instrumentalist musician. He studied anthropology at Macalester College and then spent a decade or so exploring the world and learning traditional musics before returning to the United States. Shortly thereafter, Reynard entered his life in clarified existence. Reynard is their dog. Reynard entered his life in clarified existence. The writing of Reynard's quest to find the nature channel coincided with Tom's real-life move from the suburbs of Kansas City to the wilds of the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Welcome, Tom and Soul. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks so much for having us. Great to talk to you again.
I'm thrilled about your work that the both of you do with your music and everything, and very exciting that you are in the process of a release of your first children's book. Well, actually, adult book and children's book. It's really great, so I'm excited we'll hear all about it. Reynard the House Wolf. And that, Soul, you illustrated it, and Tom, you wrote it. So let's start with hearing about how this project started.
Sure. Well, so, yeah, Soul and I, Soul is from Argentina. I'm from Kansas City. And for the past 4 years, we've been working on this graphic novel about our dog, our real dog, Reynard. And we both really love nature. We love animals in general. I've been vegan for 21 years. Soul's been vegan for 11 years. And so we wanted to write a story intended for a younger audience that would really teach children, using a pet dog as a transition, to open their empathy to love all creatures. So the story goes basically that Reynard is in his home in the city, and he's watching TV with his family. And he sees a wolf howling on the screen, and he dares to howl along. And that night, the wolf from the TV visits him in his dream and dares him to seek out the real nature channel. And the next day, Reynard runs away to find the nature channel. And it turns out to be a bit more difficult than he expected, because he has to pass through roads and highways, get through the city center, get through the farm fields, get through all the urban and civilizational sprawl. And along the way, he meets all of these amazing creatures You know, some of them, like a squirrel just trying to cross the street, or a seal who is battling plastic bags, or endangered black-footed ferrets who are separated by the highway, and each of them thinks that they're the last of their kind, so Reynard helps them connect with one another. One of the main characters in the book is Patrick the Pig, who Reynard meets Patrick as soon as Patrick has escaped from a factory farm truck, and he introduces himself as Pig number 3285. And Reynard says that's a terrible name and renames him Patrick. And so really the premise of the book is that all animals have souls and they have lives that are worthy of valuing, even if we don't give them names. And we use Reynard as a pet dog. We all love our pets, right? And so it's the perfect transition to really open people up to caring about all animals.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was going to be a children's book, and we were only going to make 25 illustrations. But we realized that we had the opportunity to create something very unique and spectacular. So we decided to illustrate every page, and now we have 160 illustrated pages. And yeah, it's a book that kids are going to enjoy, but that we think that adults are going to enjoy a lot, too.
Yeah, for me, it would be like my favorite book if I was 10 or 12 years old. It would also be suitable for parents to read to younger children, but we really have kind of that more middle grade age range of 10 to 14. But it's the sort of book that I think an adult could easily pick up. Anyone who has an inner child or just wants to enjoy some awesome art and read about an epic dog odyssey will enjoy it. We currently have a Kickstarter set up. If folks want to learn more, you can go to kickstarter.com and search for Reynard the House Wolf. And his name is spelled R-E-Y-N-A-R-D. So we're very excited to be here to talk about it with you today.
It's so creative. The whole layout, and like you said, it's a fully illustrated graphic novel, an epic poem.
Yeah, that's right. We were really, you know, part of the sort of philosophy of the book is Reynard is learning to embrace wildness. And we often think of wildness as part of wilderness, you know, the untamed forest, but it's also a space that we all have inside of us. We are all wild creatures, and we are learning to exist in civilization with all of its rules and etiquette. But the beautiful thing about creativity is that creativity doesn't really have any rules. So we enjoyed in the book trying out a lot of different art styles, a lot of different poetry styles. You know, there's haikus, there's limericks, there's quite a lot of couplet rhymed poetry. We have a lot of fun playing with the text. You know, normally you open a book and it's a bunch of gray rectangles of text. And that's kind of a reflection of our overall civilization. We got a lot of gray rectangles everywhere. So we really wanted to play with the idea of breaking out of that structure. And so the text, very often, it moves in different forms. Sometimes it might follow the body of a serpent or a river or the shape of wildflowers. We really just had fun not really following any rule book, but letting our creativity take us where it wanted to as an expression of our own wildness, and hoping that will inspire the reader to unlock something within themselves. Because as they say, the eye is the portal to the soul.
Also, for me, it was very interesting to figure out what a style of art would be the perfect match for each moment in the book. So there are some illustrations that I made, like carving my art on real mushrooms, and some illustrations I made with embroidery art or watercolor or gouache, collage. It was really fun just to figure out what would be the best match.
Thank you, Sol. Yes, it's very beautiful, and it reminds me of your jewelry making as well.
Yeah, it's all inspired by nature.
Thank you. And did the real-life Reynard live in Kansas City and now his life living in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan with you?
Yeah, so, you know, the book is a fantasy story because all of these animals are speaking, and they're speaking in rhymed poetry, and they all get along very well together. But it's also a true story because Reynard, the same as us, he grew up in the city And then he really did seek out the Real World Nature Channel as the two of us moved to live in an off-grid cabin in the middle of the forest of the Upper Peninsula, Michigan. It really is a place that has wild wolves and bears and cougars and a lot of porcupines. We're right next door to the Porcupine Mountains, which is a beautiful old growth forest, right next door to Lake Superior. We don't have a neighbor within 5 miles, really, because there aren't a lot of folks that want to live so remotely. So Reynard gets to run around off leash most of the time, living a really true adventure out there in the forest. And then we always make sure he comes home for dinner time because it's important for him to stay safe. In the book, the wolves and the dogs, they can have some conversations together, but of course in the real world we try to keep them separate. So,
and when did you start on this project?
We started shortly after we adopted Reynard. We were so obsessed with him because he was the cutest little puppy, and Tom and I were so happy to have our first puppy together. And yeah, I think that we both bonded very well with him, and I just started drawing him, and I enjoyed that so much. And I don't know if the drawings came first or if the story came first, but anyways, I enjoyed drawing him and painting him for the last 4.5 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, when I became vegan, even before I went vegan, just learning to care about animals, to care about the natural world, it all started with having a dog when I was a child. And that's, I think, the first experience that a lot of people have with animals is just learning to love your pet dog or cat or rabbit or whatever it is. And you look into their eyes and you see that they have the same eyes as the rest of us. And so, of course, they've got the same hearts and the same spirits and souls and the same desire to live. And so it was just so inspiring to have this creature in our lives. And we're artists and musicians and writers. And we thought, this is how we're going to celebrate having him with us. And he's a border collie mutt. So he's, you know, black and white. And that's actually how the book starts, is Reynard was black, but also white. And kind of the idea there is that the book explores a lot of these divisions that we have in the world of city and country, black, white, left, right. We live in very divided times. I think a lot of people would agree, but Reynard sort of seeks to straddle all of those divides and open space for healing and connection across those barriers, because ultimately a lot of those barriers are just things that we are imagining. And Reynard finds a way just to always find the magic and enchantment in every moment.
Also, Reynard has always been so funny. He has such a big personality that it was very inspiring to have him as the protagonist, you know, just imagining him having these conversations and doing things that he does in real life, like chasing his tail or I don't know. We really enjoyed all of that personality of him being in the book.
Reynard the House Wolf is the sort of transcendent work sure to inspire the deadbeat, warm the heart of the Scrooge, and germinate the wild seed within us all, end quote.
Yep, that about summarizes it. And, you know, we are trying to make a work that appeals to everybody, but in our own hearts, the vegan ethic is a big part of it. It's sort of like if you want to convince somebody to value animal life, by not publishing this as outright vegan propaganda, which is how a lot of people might dismiss it as if it were called Reynard the Vegan Dog or something, we're making it into a transition for people to, you know, maybe they are just typical omnivores and they want to read a fun dog adventure, but along the way they read about the main character, Patrick the Pig, and he reflects quite a lot on his life. So we're trying to thread the needle of opening the door for folks to consider deeper questions and also wanting to keep reading long enough to reach the end.
Also, it's a very funny book, and I think that this laughter, it's a very good way to connect with these topics and with the characters and what they are going through. So I think that every few pages you're going to be laughing out loud, and that's the best way to connect with it.
We're listening to a vegan couple in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. That's Sol Yanzarina and Tom Rotwall. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Tom and Sol. Then, an announcement of an upcoming vegan event in Hudson, Massachusetts. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Let's continue our conversation with Tom and Sol. Joining us from their off-grid home in the woods, the North Woods, Upper Peninsula, Michigan. We're discussing their soon-to-be-released book, Reynard, the Housewolf. We're listening to Alive by Will Tuttle from his album Animal Songs. We started out the program with Maple Moon, Viennese. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Yes.
Yeah, and
go ahead.
Yeah, for us, as we've done quite a lot of activism on different fronts, but I think in any movements, in any campaign, oftentimes we want to convince people with arguments and data and charts and studies and more studies, but all of those things really appeal to the intellect. And for all of us who became vegan, it all came from our hearts and from our spirits and imaginations. So that's why I think the arts are such an important part of any movement, and especially the vegan movement. We need just so much music and poetry and storytelling in order to really get through, especially to younger people, because younger people are going to make up the future. They're going to run the world one day. So the younger we start turning those hearts on, or I think their hearts are already turned on. We just have to help preserve them then the better off we're all going to be.
Yes, and I really enjoyed reading the testimonial that Carrie Plummer wrote for your book, Reynard the House Wolf. And Carrie Plummer is the co-founder of Northern Vegans. And she does great work, and she even ran a online conference of raising vegan dogs and cats, which was very interesting.
We gave Carrie an early copy of the book, and her and Jeff and their son Henry are some of our very best friends in the Upper Peninsula. When we first moved to the UP, the first thing we did was look up a group of vegans that we could connect with, and we were thrilled to find that not only were there vegans, but there were body autonomy vegans, who are our own special brand of human. So they were some of the very first folks that we met, and they're still some of our best friends.
Great. Yes, here's Carrie's review. Quote, Reynard the House Wolf opens our hearts by allowing us to live vicariously through his wonderful adventure, which reminds us of how important it is to preserve wild places for every single one of us to enjoy. We humans can also get a glimpse of what it is like to be wild and free when having access to these places, and like Reynard, be blessed by making new friends along the way, end quote, Carrie Plummer.
Yep. Great quote from Carrie.
Yes, yes indeed. I'd like to let our listeners know that Carrie Plummer is also a musician, and this is Freedom by Carrie and her vegan brother Eddie, the Sugars.
Remind people that if they want to learn more about the book, you can see some examples of the illustrations and you can see a video that we put together. Then you can visit Kickstarter.com and search for Reynard the House Wolf. Reynard is not a common name, so to spell it, that's R-E-Y-N-A-R-D.
That's cute. That's cute.
Reynard is barking outside, so he's trying to chime in with his own message.
Yes.
But yeah, we are just so thankful for the chance to talk to you today, Marlene, and thankful for anybody who's taken the time to listen. And we encourage everybody just to keep fighting the good fight and, you know, keep giving voice to those who have their voices denied. And yeah, we're so thankful to be here.
And keep going outside, enjoying nature. That's the best way to connect with it and to start caring.
Yes, thank you. Your artwork is
thank
awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We really wanted this book to be very, very colorful and happy and bright. And I think we have achieved it. So we are very happy, very proud. And we are looking forward for everyone to enjoy this adventure.
Sol and Tom, you're such a creative, loving couple. Thank you.
Thank you, Marlene.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marlene.
Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. It's a great honor. Thank you.
Thank you, too. Take care.
Comprenderán.
Corinthians Arena. And Suluga means in their place. And it talks about putting ourselves in the shoes of the animals who are suffering for the actions of humans. Soul for joining us on Vegan Nation, and to our listeners for joining us on Vegan Nation. And a very special thank you to Sherry and Forrest in Central Massachusetts for their support of Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts, and here's an announcement of upcoming vegan event, April 13th, 2025. In Hudson, Massachusetts, a vegan food event being held by VegFest. Frosty brews and vegan treats. Ticket holders will receive a box of goodies from Vegan Treats Bakery in Pennsylvania, featuring delicious chocolate chip cannolis, a scrumptious cosmic brownie, and a yummy Tahitian vanilla bean cookie. Special ticket holders will also receive one large raspberry mousse whoopie pie and one traditional whoopie pie. Vegan food trucks will be there, Waves dairy-free soft serve, and also Rastarant and Veg My Eats. One can contact vegfest.org for more information. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Please join us again next week at the same time. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Go out with this prophecy by Isaiah. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion together, and we will know peace.